welcome to Studio A, Billy Strings and Don Julin. Welcome to you both.
Good morning, Brad.
Thanks for having us.
The last time I saw you both was at Miriam Pico's Picnic at the Opera, live on Up North Media, and you blew the joint apart. Congratulations on that great show. Are you still getting comments from it?
Yeah, we sure are. You know, and what a wonderful event. You know, it was great to musically mingle with Miriam. And, you know, that was just a great event.
I think we have an album title there.
Mingling with Miriam?
Mingling musically with Miriam.
Well, you know, we raised $630 for the Fresh Food Partnership.
Good for you.
And, of course, you know, the music and everything was great. But what a great event for a great cause.
Now, how long have you two been performing together? It just seems like forever, but it really hasn't been that long, has it?
Last June or July, I believe, was our first gig together. So, I don't know, 6-8 months, something like that.
And Billy, you come from downstate, right? Near Ionia Way?
Yes, sir, Ionia County.
And tell me about those early days. Is it true that you played stringed instruments in a high chair?
Well... Yeah, it is true.
Did your dad have something to do with that? That's the story, right?
Yes, sir. My father is, you know, my complete inspiration, and the reason that I am doing what I'm doing today is my father. He's a great flat picker, and you know, when I was young, I always was around banjos and fiddles and bluegrass music. You know, I grew up around it, and when I was real little, you know, I didn't care too much for sports or girls or anything like that. You know, I just wanted to learn how to play the guitar like my dad. And that's kind of what happened, you know. He started me out real young. I got a real guitar when I was 3 years old, 3 or 4, and learned some chords and learned how to play rhythm.
Tell the story of how you got that first guitar. It's not exactly the best example to set for young listeners listening right now, but it was through a tantrum, right?
Yeah. I was, my mom and my dad and I were walking through a small antique store in Ionia, and, you know, we were just browsing, and I saw this guitar hanging up on the wall. It was an old, you know, like a plywood guitar. I think Norma was the name on it. I'm not sure. One of those old kind of Stella silver tone Sears guitars, you know. And well, I needed it. I just had to have it. So yeah, I did. I threw myself on the floor and I kicked and screamed. And my dad only had about $30 in his wallet, you know, $30 to his name. But I wasn't gonna leave the store without it. So he got it for me.
You know, you're known for playing just lightning fast, and that whatever tune comes to mind, you can do it in almost any fast tempo on the guitar. Where does that come from? Does it come from just, you know, doing rounds and strums just thousands of times over and over? Is there a real talent here? Were you born to it?
Well, I think the speed comes from youth.
But that's why I have such a hard time keeping up.
But no, I think the ability for me to sling so many notes so quick, it just comes from playing fiddle tunes and really studying my fretboard, you know. Playing songs like Black Mountain Rag and the Beaumont Rag and stuff like that. Old fiddle tunes at such a young age. You know, those songs are structured, you know, the leads, and I got used to them at a really young age. But I don't always play fast, but...
Right.
But I do. I do play fast.
Is this first number a quick tune?
No, what are we going to play first?
That wasn't decided.
It could be. Could be a quick tune.
It.
Do you want to play an instrumental first or a vocal song first?
Yeah, let's hear something quick tempo, since that's on our minds right now.
How about
Beaumont Rag or Big Sandy? Do something like that.
Let's do Big Sandy.
Right.
And then maybe a little Salt Creek after that.
Blend them together?
Yeah. All right. We're going to do a little medley of fiddle tunes.
Sure.
And
Billy Strings on guitar, Don Julin on mandolin.
The first tune is Big Sandy, and then we're going to try to go into a little Salt Creek after that. And it goes like this.
Mighty early to be playing that fast.
Billy Strings and Don Julin. Billy on guitar, Don on mandolin. And Billy Strings is not your real name, of course. It's William Apostle, correct?
That's right, William Apostle, yes.
Which is a great stage name. You could have kept that as a stage name and had it work out for you. Where'd you get the name Billy Strings?
Well, it was a nickname that I was given when I was a youngster. my Aunt Mondi, she was a real inspiration. She was Native, and she was real spiritual, real hip lady, man. And, you know, she came around a lot. And one day we were at a jam, you know, a couple people, banjo and guitar and fiddle player sitting around a fire or something. And I was sitting there trying to pick, and she said, "Look at him, little Billy Strings." And I was about 6 years old then. And so it came from that. She recently passed away, I think 2 years ago. And I don't know, somebody brought it up. I think my mom said something about that nickname, and I just thought it sounded kind of cool.
Why did you move up here to Traverse City from downstate?
Well, I landed a job at the Grand Traverse Resort. And, you know, Ionia is, it's small. People don't really have anything to do there, but, you know, cause mischief and resort to, you know, all kinds of substance abuse or, you know, those kind of things. It's bottomless, really, but, I just kept losing more and more friends to stuff like that, and I kind of just wanted to get out of that scene and start over.
Did you, if this is too personal, let me know, did you succumb yourself to any substance abuse?
Yeah. Yes, I did. But it, you know, it was never like I never suffered from any addiction or anything, but I dabbled, you know.
I understand there's a song you wrote about a friend who, correct me if I'm wrong, is still in the correctional system because of his drug use and abuse. Is that true?
That's true. Yeah, he is incarcerated. I got a letter from him the other day, actually. But, yeah, he was, I won't mention his name, but he was the person who was always picking the banjo when I was growing up. And when I was little, there was a campground that he owned. It was his, you know, he inherited the land from his grandfather or something, but called Barkus Park, and that's down near Ionia. And that's where I spent my childhood, you know, most of the time. I was down there, it's right on Stony Creek, and I was, you know, running around there with the other kids and getting dirty and listening to bluegrass music, and you know, all the adults were partying, and I didn't really know what was going on then. But yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better childhood, you know, and he played a big part in that, you know. That's the first banjo I think I heard was his 56 Gibson Mastertone.
What are we going to hear next? What's the next song there, Billy and Don?
Well, let's do that since we're talking about Uncle Brad. Let's do that one. So he, what happened is, you know, he got in trouble, and he spent, I think 5 years locked up, and he got out, and it wasn't 3 months before he was back in there for the same thing. That's what happens, you know, and when you do that kind of stuff. I couldn't even believe it, you know, to spend 5 years locked up, you know, behind bars, and
terrible,
to get out and just do the same thing. It's like, you know, was he thinking about, was that the only thing he was thinking about for the past 5 years, is to get out and, you know, catch a buzz or what, you know? It was really mind-blowing, but yeah, so he was on parole, and then he got caught again with just a little bit of dust in a baggie. And that's what I named the tune. One, two, three.
I ain't slept in 7 days, I haven't ate in 3. This methamphetamine has got a damn good hold of me. My tweaker friends have gotten me to the point of no return. So I just put my lighter to the bulb and watch it burn. This life of sin, it's got me in. Lord, it's got me back in prison once again. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy. I got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie. If I would have listened to my dear old mom and dad, I wouldn't be locked up in prison, troubled in the head. But I took my little pipe and sucked until my mind was spun. Now I got 20 years to sit and think of what I've done. This life of sin, it's got me in. Lord, it's got me back in prison once again. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy. I got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie. Wonder where my little life went wrong. These old jailhouse blues have got me singing this here song. Well, my life is a disaster, man, and I feel so ashamed. In here where they call me by a number, not a name. This life of sin, it's got me in. Lord, it's got me back in prison once again. I used my only phone call to contact my daddy. I got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie. Well, I use my only phone call to contact my daddy. I got 20 long years for some dust in a baggie.
Listen to that Martin Ring.
Billy Strings, Don Julian, Dust in a Baggie. An incredible tune. Wow.
Thank you.
Very heavy and... Arresting
in more than one way.
In more than one way, exactly right. Yeah, great message. Don, do you remember the first time you laid ears on Billy's work?
Sure. I mean, this is a small town. I mean, it's not quite as small as stuff in Ionia County, but it's kind of a small community around here, and word spread fast that this kid had moved to town, and he was pretty amazing. So I went and checked him out at first chance I had, and he sure sounded amazing to me. So I introduced myself, and it was just as simple as that. I said, "Hey, I'm Don, and we need to get together and play and see what it sounds like." And we tried it. Seemed like it sounded pretty good. So we went out and found some gigs.
Yeah, I'll say it sounds good. What about this musical marriage works? Is it because it's two different instruments, or are you like-minded in what you like? Why do you think it works so incredibly well?
I think we're very like-minded. We don't rehearse. A lot of times, you know, we know what we're going to play, but we don't know what we're going to play. You know, it's like we know what melody we're going to play over, but sometimes we'll take these songs and just go out there with them, you know, just jam on one melody for a while and just completely switch it around and then snap back to it and like end the song. That kind of stuff, you can't do that with everybody. You know, it's just a weird thing. Like, you can really play music really well with some people, but some people you just can't. But I think we think a lot alike as far as thinking musically.
So I would normally hang out with the guys doing the jazz stuff or the swing or the gypsy music, that kind of thing that I'm kind of known for. And there was a jam session happening over in the next camp, and they were doing, you know, hardcore traditional bluegrass, and it really perked my ears up, and like all my swing and jazz buddies are looking at me like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Man, I want to go play bluegrass. I'm just going to go over to the next camp. I'll be back in a while." And they all looked at me like, "Huh? why would you do that?" It's like, I love it. So I guess I've been waiting for many years for somebody like this gentleman to come to town and offer me a chance to play bluegrass in a free improvisational kind of way, in that like we don't rehearse. We don't really know how long the songs are going to go. Where many bluegrass bands play in a more of a tight box, like a pop song. They know the banjo break first, the fiddle break next, the vocal part here, you know.
And I see.
We don't really do that. We kind of just play, and you know, as in the true spirit of improvising at 200 miles an hour, sometime we crash and burn, but but that's the excitement, knowing that we're kind of doing this without a net, I think makes both of us pay really close attention. I know that when I'm in groups that work off a script, it's real easy, after you know the songs, to kind of check out and not pay attention. No, I have to pay attention every second when we're playing, and I think that's what makes it work, is we're both totally focused on what's going on at that exact moment. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. And we're going to hear one more tune. What are you going to play us out with?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. Do something where we both sing? Or you got something
special?
That's my vote.
All right,
yeah, we'll do something with some... Want to do Way Downtown?
Let's do Way Downtown. You can do it. Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
Again, Billy Strings and Don Juan.
This has been Points North on Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks to Brad Aspie and Neil Stino and Jack Connors, who helped produce today's show. You can catch Billy Strings and Don Juulin at the Sola Gratia series in Lake Ann next Sunday. And sometimes they gig on Thursday nights at Little Bohemia in Traverse City. This has been Points North on Interlochen Public Radio.